Hallelujah.
Love Talk Radio.
I am a Christian. Do you know what that means? That means I'm far from perfect, simply redeemed, bought with a purpose, purchased by love. It's not a form of religion, but a gift from above. I am not perfect, no, but I have been redeemed. I am a believer. Do you know what that means? That means I pledge my life, giving everything. I never knew that this was meant to be. I'm not perfect, but I have been redeemed, redeemed. While I was yet in my transgression, somebody paid the price for me. I offer up my life to him, and now I say again, I am not perfect. Been redeemed. Oh, yeah. I am your brother. Let me show you the way. We'll take this road together. Oh, take it day by day. Somehow I know. About it, you have been redeemed, redeemed. While you were yet in your transgression, somebody paid to set you free. So offer up your life to him, accept his love and will. For we have been redeemed, redeemed. While we were yet in our transgression, he gave his life for you and me. So why not give your life to him, accept his love and then begin to stand together, hand in hand, and surely he will heal the land, and we will wear these chains no more, as these walls come crashing to the floor, and then someday he'll come again, and we will find our rest in him. This will be perfect, we will be perfect.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, owner, operator, and overseer of the Spirit Alive Ministries Network. And I praise God that all of you have joined me here this evening. as we present another installation of Every Man Standing in His Place with your host, hallelujah, Pastor Jeffrey Scott. And on tonight, he is being joined by a very special guest, Apostle Edwin Holloway. But right now, let me turn this program over to its host, Pastor Jeffrey Scott. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. And I'm Reverend Jeffrey Scott, and I'm the host of Every Man Standing in His Place. And today, again, we have a special guest, Apostle Edwin Holloway, and he's going to be bringing the word for us today. Like every segment, every segment, we want to start off with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you thanking you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this time. We thank you for the one that's going to bring the word this evening. We ask that you strengthen him right now. Give him a word for your people. Father God, we ask that you touch his mind, touch his body, give him whatever you would have for him to say.
Yes, Lord.
We ask that all that is done and said would be pleasing in your sight.
Yes, sir.
We humbly pray and we ask it all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And again, tonight, our special guest is Apostle Edwin Holloway. And I was always told that the best way to introduce one that's going to bring the word, the best way to introduce them is to allow them to bring the word.
Amen.
And so... And that will be self-explanatory. So, Apostle Edwin Holloway, we extend the floor to you now. God bless you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I give God praise, glory, and honor tonight. I have been seeking the Lord for the word, and this afternoon, one of my spiritual daughters called and gave and confirmed the word. So I want everybody to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying unto them. Don't look at me. Don't listen to what God is saying in this hour, because your life is going to depend on it. And I say that as my mentor, Bishop John Wesley Madison, would say, he don't shoot from the hip. In other words, I'm a straight shooter, and I tell you what thus saith the Lord. I don't sugarcoat what God has given me to tell you. Now, when I speak, I want you to look at the wall and understand I'm speaking to the wall. I'm not stepping on your toe, but I'm speaking to the wall so you won't be hurt. Because I'm not here to hurt you. I'm here to give you the word, the pure gospel. What God is in this hour is telling his people. It's not no sugarcoating. It's not time to sugarcoat anything. It's not time to play tiddlywinks. It's the real deal. Your life depends on it. If you hear God, you'll live. Uh-huh. If you don't hear God and do the opposite, you'll die, spiritually and physically. So I'm saying to you all, understand, have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying unto you.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. The word, it has been prayed, but Father God, I ask you, Lord, to give your people an ear to hear And Father God, I ask you, Lord, to break up the fallow ground, that they will understand what you are saying to them. Father God, I ask you, Lord, to put a watch over my mouth and keep the doors of my lips, O God, that I will say just what you want me to say in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you, and I give you the praise, I give you the glory, and I give you the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
I would like for you to get your Bibles. When you come to this, the Spirit Alive Network, bring your Bibles. Bring your Bibles. Your Bible is your weapon. Your Bible is your gun. If you don't have no weapon, you don't have the words. If you don't have the words, you can't fight the enemy. And he's true. He know the word. But if you don't know the word, he can trick you. He'll take you down the wrong path. He'll take you off the path that God has for you. But you've got to stay on the path that God has called you to. And in this, in what I'm going to give you, you're going to be able to stay on the path if you obey God. Will you please turn with me to Jeremiah, the 42nd chapter. Jeremiah 42, and we're going to start at verse 1. And I'm going to read the whole chapter. I have to read the whole chapter. But I want everyone to have an ear to hear. I want everyone to understand what God is saying to them, to you all collectively and you all individually. All right. Then all, starting at the first verse of Jeremiah, the 42nd chapter. Then all the captains of the force and Johanan, the son of Kareah, and Jezaniah, the son of Hoshiah, and all the people from the least even unto the greatest came near and said unto Jeremiah the prophet, let me beseech thee our application, our supplication to accept before thee and pray for us unto the Lord thy God, even for all the remnant, for we are left but a few of many, as thine eyes do behold us. I'm going to stop right there for a second. In this chapter, before this particular chapter, Jerusalem and Judea, or Judah, they had been backslid. And the king of Babylon came and destroyed everything. They had sinned. They got away from God. They were disobedient, worshiping idol gods, worshiping the sun, worshiping the moon. Even the preachers in the, even the priests, some of the priests, not all the priests, but some of the priests were in the temple, and they turned their backs to God, and they worshiped the, they turned and faced the east where the sun comes up, and they were worshiping the sun. And God got upset. God got mad. God was tired of their foolishness. And so the king of Babylon came in and destroyed everything and took everything, but he left a remnant. And in this remnant, he left a governor to govern over the remnant. His name, and he was Goliath. Gadaliah was the governor. And somebody came, Ishmael went to him with his men, and they sat and they ate. And then after they ate, Ishmael killed them. So the governor was dead. And so all the people are coming to Jeremiah, asking Jeremiah. Now they upset and they're scared that the king of Babylon is going to come and do something to kill them. So they turn in their fear. They turn to God. They turn back to God. And they wanted Jeremiah to pray in their behalf. So here we are in verse number 3. That the Lord thy God may show us the way wherein we may walk, and the thing that we may do. Then Jeremiah the prophet said unto them, I have heard you. Behold, I will pray unto the Lord your God according to your words, and it shall come to pass that whatsoever thing the Lord shall answer you, I will declare it unto you, and I will keep nothing back from you. Then they said to Jeremiah, the Lord be a true and faithful witness between us, if we do not even according to all things for the which the Lord thy God shall send thee to us, whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God to whom we send thee, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God. They are at this point of saying, we're going to obey God. Whatever he said, we're going to obey God. Now, let's go on. Verse 7. It says, it came to pass after the 10 days, and 10 is testing, that the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah. Then called he Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces which were with him, and all the people, from the least even to the greatest, and said unto them, thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, unto whom ye sent me to present your supplication before him, if ye will still abide in this land, then will I build you and not pull you down, and I will plant you and not pluck you up. For I repent me of the evil that I have done unto you. God is telling them, if you do, I'll do. If you will abide in this land, he's telling them to abide in the land. They want to go back to Egypt. They want to go to Egypt because they're afraid of the king of Babylon. And they think if they go to Egypt, like their forefathers when they came when they went through the wilderness. They wanted to go back and said, it's better for us to go back with the meat. We had leeks and garlic. But here, they want to go back. They want to go to Egypt. They think, they feel that they're going to be okay, that they're going to be covered, that they're going to be protected if they go to Egypt. They'll get out of the land, get out of the land that God had provided for them. That Moses brought their forefathers in. They wanted to go to Egypt because they were afraid of the king. Let me go on. Verse number 11. Be not afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom ye are afraid. Be not afraid of him, saith the Lord. For I am with you to save you and to deliver you from the hand, his hand. And I will show mercy unto you that he may have mercy upon you and come cause you to return to your own land. But if ye stay, we will not dwell in this land, neither obey the voice of the Lord your God. It's your God. It ain't their God. It's your God. Saying no, but we will go into the land of Egypt, where we shall see no war, nor hear the sound of the trumpet, nor have hunger of bread, and there will we dwell. And now, therefore, hear the word of the Lord, ye remnant of Judah. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, if ye wholly set your faces to enter into Egypt and go to sojourn there, then it shall come to pass that the sword which ye feared shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt, and the famine whereof ye were afraid shall follow close to you there in Egypt, and there ye shall die. So shall it be with all the men that set their faces to go into Egypt to sojourn there. They shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, and none of them shall remain or escape from the evil that I will bring upon them. For thus said the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, as mine anger and my fury have been poured forth upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so shall my fury be poured forth upon you when ye shall enter into Egypt, and ye shall be an exhortation. An exhortation means the act of cursing, a curse, something that is cursed or loathed or hated. A curse be put on him. And an astonishment and a curse and a reproach. And you shall see this place no more. The Lord has said concerning you, O ye remnant of Judah, go ye not into Egypt. Know certainly that I have admonished you this day, for ye dissemble in your hearts what ye sent me into the Lord your God, unto the Lord your God, saying, pray for us unto the Lord our God, and according unto all that the Lord our God shall say, so declare unto us, and we will do it. That's what they said. And now I have this day declared it to you, but ye have not obeyed the voice of the Lord your God, nor anything for the which he has sent me unto you. Now therefore know certainly that ye shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence in the place where ye desire to go and to sojourn. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. If you got a pen and paper and you're following along, every man standing in this place tonight is the program. But the title of this message is The Remnant / The Plague.
Okay.
There's a remnant in the body of Christ, and God wants to do something for the remnant. I'm going to go right to now. Now I'm going to go to Ezekiel, the 9th chapter. Ezekiel, the 9th chapter, and I'm going to start at the first verse. And I'm going to read all of it. It's short. And it reads, Ezekiel, the 9th chapter, verse 1 through 11. He cried also.
Okay.
This is Ezekiel. Ezekiel has been taken up and he's been in a vision, and God is showing him things. And the Spirit of God is taking him up and he's seeing what he's seeing. And in this time, again, Judah has been disobedient. And God is about to do something. Verse number 1, he cried also in mine ear with a loud voice, saying, cause them that have charge over the city to draw near, even every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. And behold, 6 men came from the way of the higher gate, which lieth toward the north, and every man a slaughter weapon in his hand. And one man among them was clothed with linen, with a writer's inkhorn by his side. And they went in and stood beside the brazen altar. And the glory of God, of the God of Israel, was gone up from the cherub whereupon he was to the threshold of the house. And he called to the man clothed with linen which had the writer's inkhorn by his side. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the forehead of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst of them. And when he says men, he's talking about men, women, children, boys, girls. Verse number 5, and to the others he said in mine hearing, go ye after him through the city and smite. Let not your eye spare, neither have ye pity. Slay utterly old and young, both maids and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. Then they began at the ancient men. The ancient men means those elders of the church, the elders of the of Israel.
Amen.
Then they began at ancient men which were before the house, and he said unto them, defile the house and fill the courts with the slain. Go ye forth. And they went forth and slew in the city. And it came to pass, while they were slain them, and I was left, that I fell upon my face and cried and said, ah, Lord God, wilt thou destroy all the residue of Israel in thy pouring out of thy fury upon Jerusalem? Then said he unto me, the iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is exceedingly great, and the land is full of blood, and the city full of perverseness. For they say, the Lord hath forsaken the earth, and the Lord seeth not. And as for me also, mine eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity, but I will recompense their way upon their heads. And behold, the man clothed with linen, which had the inkhorn by his side, reported the matter, saying, I have done as thou hast commanded. Amen.
Amen.
Now, mm-hmm. Have an ear to hear. Here, God has poured his wrath out. He's upset. He's highly upset. And so, he is going through has the men go through the city. The man clothed in linen. He has an inkhorn by his side. And he goes through the city and he puts a mark on everybody that's been sighing, everybody that's been interceding, everybody that's been crying out for the sin of their of the land. And so when he's done, then the men with the slaughter weapons, they go in there through the city killing everything. everything that didn't have the mark. So he's gone, man with the inkhorn comes back and says, I've done what I've been commanded to do.
Mm-hmm.
Today, in this hour, in this season, God's wrath has come upon the United States of America and the world. But for the United States, who started out haphazardly or halfway, started out acknowledging God. And it's on our money and God we trust. But we got away from in God we trust.
Well,
hate and fear standing tall over the United States.
My Lord.
And it's running rampant all across the country. There's blood pouring in the streets. Every day that you turn on the news, somebody's getting killed. Somebody's getting shot. Those little girls in the car with their mama and with their mothers, wanting to go to the store, and then the police come and point guns at little kids, little black kids, ready to shoot them.
My Lord.
Because they thought that this car was stolen. It just happened that this car happened to have some black folks in it.
Hmm.
And the black folks, the black folks, whoever you are, as long as you're black, you marked. God is not pleased. And a lion spirit sits in the White House. I'm not calling no names. I'm giving you what God say.
Well.
And every time you turn around, the lion spirit speaks up. There was an opportunity when the plague, when the COVID-19 first came out. There was a point. The professionals told us what to do. And God gave those that were listening the scripture in Isaiah, I think it's Isaiah 20, 26, or Isaiah 26 and 20. But anyway, he said, shut your door, and don't come out. And put the blood, anoint your door until this is over. Just like he told Israel when they were coming out of Egypt. He told them to put the blood of the lamb over their doorposts, to cook the lamb and eat the lamb and stand with your staff in your hand and be at the ready. And when you put the blood over your door, that the death angel will pass over your house. And anybody that's out from the house would catch it. But you were protected in the house with the blood over your doorpost. Even some of the Egyptians got in the house with the Israelites. But God told us this day, in this season, to stay in. Cause the iniquity of the United States has come to his nostrils, and he's angry. Only way you gonna come through this is through what Ezekiel 9 says, the sighing and the interceding and the crying out to God for this nation. God loves us, but he hates sin. And he's squeezing the sin out of the COVID-19. He's squeezing the sin out of COVID-19. People are dying left and right because they're not doing what God would have them to do. You've got to stay in. You've got to be put. And in this time, in this season, in this time that it's happening, you are supposed to consecrate and seek God and cry out for the nation, cry out for the president, cry out for the Senate, cry out for the Congress, cry out for the leaders. They are the leaders. They are the government. And there's a scripture in the Bible that says, obey the laws of the land. Obey the laws of the land, yes. But cry out to God that the laws will be set in place that are good for the land, not laws that will come against the people of God, the people therein. We are to cry out to God. And God, in turn, he's saying to us, if you cry out to me, I'm going to protect you. I'm going to keep you. And when this is over, you will have received what I told you while you were consecrated, what to do. Because when this is over, the saints of God are going to take over. God is going to flip the script. And if you have heard from God, he gave you an assignment. That assignment that he gave you when the time comes. Because it's going to be like you are a runner. And you're going to do the 100-yard dash. And you get in the stocks. And you got your hand on the ground and you got your feet in the stock. And when the man at the sideline, he has a gun in his hand. And he says, get on the mark. Get in the stock. Get ready. Bang. Go. Yeah. And when that gun goes off, when God says go, you are going to go where he tells you to go. And you're going to stay in your lane. You're not going to get out your lane. You're going to do what God says do. You're not going to do what Joe says. You're not going to do what Mary said. You're going to do what God says. You're going to stay in your lane. You can't do what God gave them. You got to do what God gave you. And in that, you're going to see a blessing that's going to blow your mind. Hear me today. The saints of God are going to be that are the remnant. The saints of God, the believers. There are three levels. There's the looky-loo, there's the Christian, and there's the believer. The looky-loos come to church to see what they can see, to see the fashion, to see all the everything, to get a word. The Christian comes to church because it's the fashionable thing to do. They come to church to hear the preacher, to get to be, t- 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 that to be tickled to see what Sister Mary wore today, the big hat. See what Brother John was wearing. And get to sit on the front row to make sure that the preacher saw them. But the believer, that's the one with the mark on his forehead. He's crying out to God for the saints of God. He's crying out to God for the ministry. He's crying out to God for the United States, for the Senate, for the Congress, for the White House, for the state governors and the city council. He's crying out for government. He's crying out for the body of Christ. He's crying out to God, seeking God for the will of God. That's the believer. They trust God. God said not to go to Egypt. You can't go back. You can't go back to the things you used to do. You can't go back to that place. You got to step forward. You got to go forward. Your blessing is before you. It's not behind you. You can't go back to the leeks and the garlic. It was wonderful. There, it tastes good. In this time, there are people that are starving. There are people that are losing it. There are people that don't have no job. But God, He's a keeper. He will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee. God will keep you in this pandemic. God will keep you.
Amen.
You are covered by the blood of Jesus. God will keep you. If
yes,
you
he will.
If you.
Yes, yes.
Yes, Lord.
If you. My last scripture. First Corinthians, the second chapter, and the ninth verse. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him.
Oh, yeah.
But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. God will keep us in perfect peace, saints. All you got to do is seek God for the will of God in your life. He's called us to a place, and he will, whatever you used to do, whatever business you had, whatever job you have, God wants to promote you. God wants to place you in a high office. God wants you to take over. You are the remnant. You are the chosen one. You got the mark. Those that are seeking God with their whole heart, that are crying out to God. God's got a plan for you. God's got something for you. When this pandemic is over, look out. Look out. God said to us, Mom and I, he said that something big is about to happen.
My Lord.
Amen.
So, only way you're going to find out is to seek his face, not his hand. Don't seek his hand, seek his face. Because when you seek his face, you'll see the expression on his face. You'll see him mumble. But when you're seeking his hand, you won't see his face. You won't see him say what he needs to say, because he's not going to say it now. And it's when you seek his hand, you won't see, there won't be nothing in his hand. But when you seek his face, you don't see him, and he's going to tell you what to do. And you write it down, what he tells you to do. And when the gun goes off and says, go, you go. Because he's been telling us, he's been giving us instructions, and we've been preparing. We've been getting ourselves together, getting ourselves ready. Because he said, when this is over, you're going to be off and running. You're going to be going to and fro. You're going to be going all over around the country, around the world, preaching the gospel and speaking to the people, setting churches in order. Because he's closed up churches. And they don't know how to open back up. Some churches he closed up, and the preacher's dead. And some of the members are dead. We got to do what we, it's no more doing our thing and pulling our string. You got to obey God. You got to obey God to the letter, even if it hurts.
Amen.
I say this, I say to you, something that I'm saying what I'm saying to you, we've gone through it already. We had to obey to even to our hurt. I had to go and call a brother and repent to him. And I didn't do nothing. It was him that did. And the brother said, I don't know what you're talking about, Willis. But sometime later he called back and he repented and said God told him if he didn't repent to me, to us, that his ministry would not move forward. Then when we went up to the city where he lived, he came back the second time and repented. Now that brother calls me every other week. He's calling me, talking about what his God is doing in his ministry.
Jesus.
So I'm saying to you, saints of God, all over the world, obey God. Whatever he does, whatever he tells you to do, do it.
Uh-huh.
He's got everything is in his hand. That he had here, whatever he told you he was going to do, he going to do it. This is the season, this is the time that it's going to happen. This is the season and the time that he made a promise to you way back. It's going to happen in this hour. If you don't go back to Egypt, if you obey. Father God, in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus, God, I thank you, and I give you praise, I give you glory and honor. God, I ask you, Lord, to touch the hearers of the word.
Yes,
that
Lord.
They heard you and not me. Father God, I give you praise, I give you glory and honor, God. Bless the hearer.
Yes.
That they become doers of the word. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Jesus. Amen and amen. I turn it back to
amen.
You later.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Scott.
Amen. Amen. What a word, you know, just thinking about that, the remnant. You know, when we think that everything is all over and that is not enough. It's not enough to do anything. God still has something for us. God still has a work for us. God still has a word for us. God still has something for us to do.
Okay.
And so we really have to understand, you know, that seeking God in these times, you know, even though it seems like we're you know, a lot of people are stressed out, worried, got stress on their mind and all that, God will keep you on the path. All we have to do is continue. Like Apostle Holloway was saying, just continue to cry out to God. Continue to seek God in these times. You know, and he will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. We have to really and truly understand that in this pandemic time, in this social injustice time, that we have to keep our mind stayed on Jesus. We have to keep our mind stayed on Christ. We have to keep our mind stayed on God so we can keep the focus on what the plan of God is. We have to really and truly understand that God's plan is not to fail. God's plan is to prove the victory that he already provided for us. All we have to do is live it out. We have to just continue to be directed by his path.
Yeah.
That's right.
And so that was a good word. And I appreciate that, Apostle Holloway. That was a very good word. You know, strengthening in these times, because we definitely need it. We definitely need it.
Thank you, Chief.
And Bishop, I can't see who's all in here.
I got you.
But I got you.
Amen. Okay. I got you, my brother. Hallelujah. All right, saints of God, this is Bishop again, and it is my honor to serve, hallelujah, as the executive producer for this program. So I praise God for the message and the messenger and the host of this program. Hallelujah. So now it is time for you to put your praise on it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because
Amen.
We receive a word. We are the remnant. We are God's people.
Yeah.
And so if you agree, hallelujah, you can press your one, and I will address you by your area code and the last four digits of your phone number. If you are in the chat room, hallelujah, and you would like to make a comment or ask a question, hallelujah, then you can type that and I will relay that to the apostle or to Pastor Scott. Amen. Okay, the first person we're going to go to tonight, area code 832, last four digits, 1626. Amen.
Good evening. Can everybody
Good
hear
evening.
Me?
Yes, we can.
I am a prophetess, Carla Beatty, and I was invited on by my goddad, Apostle Edwin Holloway, and I am the people of that called him today to confirm the word. Amen.
Well, isn't that special? Amen.
Thank you, Chief.
Amen.
What's your name?
All right. Was that all you had to say, our sister?
Well, my name again is I'm Prophetess Carla Beatty, and what the apostle shared is he's spot on with what he shared. God is just taking us back to the basics. We've gotten away from his glory, with what I shared with Dad earlier today. And that's what God is taking us back to. And the qualifier is being able to produce his glory.
Amen. His glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we just want to thank you for your comment, beautiful one. And we are going to now go to the other half of the dynamic duo, as with the Holy Ghost duo, as we call them, Prophetess Holloway. Please come on in the room, darling.
Praise God. Praise God. It's so good to be with y'all tonight. And what I
Amen.
Hear in that word is it's just time for God's people to obey and to be serious about being in obedience with God. And as I was talking with Apostle Dad on yesterday about, you know, staying in, and when we stay in, it just cuts off a whole lot of voices that we shouldn't even be listening to. When we go out and doing a lot of talking and running here and there, but God wants us to hear him, and we're just asking God to just really sharpen up our hearing and giving us an ear to hear what his spirit is saying to us. And I just thank God for, in our obedience, how God is taking care of us. And we don't have to worry about anything, about provision. God takes care of his people. And we're just keeping the United States lifted up and praying and interceding for who God wants us to intercede for. And we just thank God. We thank God for daughter Prophetess Carla coming on. And we didn't hear the name of the person who we were talking to yesterday. Sweetie, you were talking a little bit low, but we thank God for you confirming his word. Thank you,
Amen.
Father God. To God be the glory.
We thank God that you came on today.
Amen. All right, Apostle Zeta. Beautiful
praise
one.
The Lord.
Come on.
God
Pray
bless
him.
Everyone. I thank the Lord for the word of God. And I know that what we're hearing out of this passage is a mercy cry. And when we take heed to the times that we have been cautioned to cry out, it is a reason. There is a reason. And as we cry out our merciful cry to God, he's going to hear it. And he's going to not just hear it, but he's going to act upon it.
Yes.
And I'm not going to speak a lot about this passage, but it's a beautiful passage and what it's really telling us, because the words already come forth. But, you know, I heard him say God loves us. God loves us, but he hates the sins of his people. I also hear in this that we are all on an assignment, you know.
Yes,
we have
amen.
All already been given an assignment, and the assignment has to be fulfilled.
Right.
But at the same time, we are faced with opposition, and I don't have to name them, but, you know, we have many. However, no matter what, we have to continue on and not look back from whence we came from or go back, but to continue going forward no matter what we're confronted with.
Amen.
You know, and also seek God for his will. And I see in this passage, you know, God had things lined up that needed to happen. You know, he called on the man that had the pen, you know, so to speak, had the ink, the one to put the mark. So when God calls for certain things to happen, they have to happen in his order. They happen through us. And so whatever he tells each one to do, we're not always going to do the same thing as the other, but whatever he's commanding us to do is what we do. Praise God.
Amen.
And I mean, this, I enjoyed this passage my own self, and whether, you know, how Ezekiel was obedient. We mm-hmm. must be obedient to God, because our obedience is contingent upon His blessings, and that we might walk in the good rather than be destroyed. So
amen.
We have a choice, and we all know what God, what is expected of us. If we don't, we need to seek Him for His will. All right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I just want you to know, Apostle, that I truly enjoyed the passage tonight. You know, I praise God, and what I heard you saying, and what I always hear, is the fact that we've gotten away from God's glory is because too many of us have gotten away from being holy. Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
and we need
on,
to get back to being holy.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
There's too many of us walking around, like he said, either we, you know, we either looky-loos, we Christians,
mm-hmm.
or we're believers. Well, we've
Amen.
Got too many Christians running around, okay, and they've gotten away from getting holy. They've gotten away from
yes.
being holy. They're pretenders.
Yes.
They're perpetrators.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
And it's causing a cancer in the body of Christ. We have
yes.
got to be real right about now. See, there's too many of us
yes.
marking up ourselves instead of allowing the Holy Spirit to put God's mark upon us. We're calling
yes.
ourselves out.
All right.
Instead of allowing God to send us.
Amen.
We're calling ourselves things that God hasn't called us.
Mm.
We've gotten away
right.
from being holy.
Yeah.
We've gotten away from doing the basics. We got to
yeah.
get back to the old landmarks and just do
oh,
what he
boy.
Says. We got to stop trying to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
We've got to stop trying to outdo mm-hmm. one up. Overshadow.
Okay, come on.
And just do what God said.
Amen.
You see, God
Amen.
Taught us what he called us, the position of services that he called us to. That's what we do down here.
Ooh.
But see, you're not going to be an archbishop, apostle, reverend, doctor, so-and-so in heaven. See, the only person we're going to be
Amen.
Looking at is Jesus. The only
yeah.
person we're going to be saying, holy, 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 we love
Ooh.
You, is Jesus.
All right.
Yes.
Now, there
right.
might be some
right.
of you out there that's been watching us, so-called Christians. But
Jesus.
I submit to you tonight that you get around some believers, some people
uh-huh.
that read the Word of God, marinate
mm-hmm.
on it, seek God's face about it, pray according
okay.
to it, and believe what it says.
All right.
Yeah.
That's it.
To make sure we lined up and we in our right position. To be used for the kingdom building. Because
yes,
that's what this
yes.
is all about.
Ooh,
this isn't
God.
About us looking good, sounding good.
Amen.
This is about us leading others to the kingdom of God,
yes.
pointing other people to Jesus.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
So I like what you said tonight, Apostle, about the looky-loos and the Christians and the believers. See, I'm a believer.
Amen.
I'm a true believer.
Amen.
And I don't have time to be worried about the trivial.
Jesus.
All I want to know is that my name is written in that book of life, and while I'm on this earth, that people
right.
see the love, the light, and the light of Christ emulating
Lord.
From me. That's it.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's it.
That's
because
it.
If we're truly a remnant, you got to be a remnant through and through. You can't be a remnant of a remnant. You're either a piece of the remnant or you're not. You either trust God or you don't. You're either going to obey
right.
him or you won't.
Amen.
It's either about you or it's about him.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't going to be both.
Amen.
And on
Amen.
Tonight, the man of God has brought you a word. And if you do not have God's mark upon you, if you are not a part of the remnant, we
That's
have
it.
Good news for you tonight.
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. You can become a part of the remnant. And all you have to do, hallelujah, is go to Jesus, go to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of your sin. For I believe that you are the Son of the living God. And Lord God, I want you to come into my life and save me for your name's sake and then use me for your purpose. Not what man thinks I should be. Not what somebody else, the pastor decides for me. But God, use me to be what you will have me to be. For your glory. According to your will and your purpose. In Jesus' name. You know. We've got to be remnants through and through. We can't be believers or Christians in name only. Right now, we've got to let the world see that we are a part of the remnant. We have God's mark upon us. Because we look like him, we sound like him, we walk like him, we talk like him. They know his DNA is running through us. Because we're covered with his blood. So I like this passage that the apostle brought on tonight. And I like the fact that, you know, we need to remember who we are. I don't care what we're going through. We need to remember who we are.
Amen.
That's it.
We are, you know, just because there's a pandemic doesn't mean God stops. You know, God still keeps his promises. Pandemic,
amen.
Epidemic, around the way, demic, it doesn't matter what the imic is. God is still going to keep his promises. God is still going to be the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Amen.
God is still going to love his children.
Amen.
Grace and mercy didn't leave with the pandemic.
Mm-mm.
Peace and joy didn't leave with the pandemic.
No.
Amen.
Those are things that only God can give, so the world cannot take them away.
Right.
So I just praise God for the man of God on tonight. You got me stirred up. Hallelujah. But the word is already gone forth. You know, but I want to thank everybody for their comments, and we're just touching and agreeing. Because no matter what, we are one body in Christ.
That's right.
We don't care who gets the credit as long as God gets the glory. And when we come together and touch and agree, our whole being is saying amen and not just our lips.
Amen.
When we come together so that the world can hear our unity, hear our love, hear our prayers.
Yes.
Hear us touching and agreeing. The most beautiful compliment I get about this network, people say, Bishop, where is you all studio at? They think we're all sitting in one room, and we're sitting all over the country.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, that's God. That's God.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going to ask the host of this program, your host, your illustrious host, Pastor Jeffrey Scott, to come back and say a prayer for God's people as the Spirit leads you. Amen.
Amen.
And then we will close our program. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Our Father and our God, we come to you once again thanking you. We thank you for this to come to your throne of grace, Father God. We thank you for the message that was preached today, Father God. We thank you for your word, Father God. We thank you for the ears that heard, Father God, and that we could continue to have the word and have it brought to us in the way that you would have it brought to us, Father God.
We thank you, Lord.
One that delivered your word today, Father God.
Yes,
we thank you for
Jesus.
Using him in a mighty way, Father God. We
touching
him and moving through him and allowing the word to
Lord.
Come
thank
to
you,
him,
Jesus.
Thank
you,
for
you
all
Lord.
All the comments that were said, Father God. We pray
Lord.
Right now, all of those that that have been listening. We pray for all of those on Spirit Alive, Father God. We pray for all of the servant leaders of Spirit Alive, Father God. We pray
Thank you, Jesus.
All things that are done and said are pleasing in your sight. We pray that,
Father God,
that you just continue to touch our hearts and our minds and continue to
hide
the word
Lord.
In our hearts so that we may not sin against thee, Father God. We continue to pray for his purpose, to continue to keep going, Father God, during
Lord.
The opposition, during the pandemic, during situations when it's tough, Father
Lord.
God. We understand that we're supposed to preach in season and out of season, Father God, and in our out of season time, just we thank you for giving us the strength and the power to preach your word, Father God, when it seems like all is not well, Father God. You just give us the will and the zeal to keep going on, Father God, and we just thank you right
Jesus.
Now. We thank you for your love and your grace. We thank you for your mercy.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for all the things that you've done in our lives, Father God.
Yes,
we
Jesus.
Ask that you just continue to be with us as we leave this call, Father God, and we ask that you just be with us, continue to guide us, lead us, lead us in a path that you would have us to go, Father God.
Yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
We pray and ask it all. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. What a beautiful program. Once again, I am Bishop Shalene Cook. I am the owner, operator, and overseer of the Spirit Alive Network, and it blesses my soul when to have servant leaders come forth and bless us. I call myself the modern-day Shulamite woman. Mm-hmm. See, I prepare a place for God, sold out, anointed, stomped down, bona fide, qualified, equipped servant leaders.
Yes.
Because I don't have time to play. This is the transformation station. So we want to deliver this word in a way that people will be delivered, people will be healed, people will be restored, and people will be transformed into the very likeness of Christ. Hallelujah. And I just want to thank you, Apostle Holloway. I want to thank you. To you, Pastor Jeffrey, for being such an excellent host and being so faithful. I want to thank all of the Spirit Alive staff that was present this evening. To you, Apostle Zeta. To you, Evangelist Michelle. To you, Mother Mitchell. To all of you that were here tonight, I see you. And God bless you, because we want the world to know that we come together and we love on one another. We support one another. Hallelujah.
Man.
We lift one another up as we lift up the servant leaders as they are lifting up the world. Hallelujah. And I just want to share with my Spirit Alive family that as of today, we have picked up Colombia, we have picked up Argentina, and we have picked up Portugal. So we are now being heard in three more countries in South America.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we just praise God that we are being heard from the USA to the UK and beyond. Hallelujah. So we just praise God for all that we have heard on tonight. We praise God for all of you on tonight. Hallelujah. It just, again, it blesses my soul to be able to sit and to just hear an anointed word. Hallelujah. And, you know, without all the pomp, without all the circumstances, without all the theatrics, without all the nonsense. You see, here at Spirit Alive, we've stripped it down. See, every servant leader understands here, we're going to stand flat-footed, and as Apostle Holloway said, we're going to bring you the word.
All right.
And after that, we're going to bring you the word.
Amen.
And after that, we're going to bring you the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Because it's only the word of God that saves. Not our personalities, not how well we can work in the vineyard, not how well we sing, and although some of us can sing, let it be known, because I'm still thinking about my brother singing his face off last week, hallelujah.
Amen.
But it's the word of God that saves. So yes, on behalf of all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network, hallelujah, it is our fervent prayer that you have a beautiful and blessed weekend, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And we invite you to continue to walk with us here on the Spirit Alive Network on tomorrow at 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Please join Minister Adam Tuggle for the summit. This young man can preach. Oh, my goodness. This young man has an anointing upon him. Hallelujah. Also, if you cannot return to your local church, you are always welcome to join us here each and every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, and 12 noon Eastern for the Spirit Alive praise and worship experience. Hallelujah. You can hear from all of us because we all are up in there praising God together on Sunday morning.
Amen.
And then we invite you to join us on Monday, hallelujah, for Taking It to the Streets with Apostle Zeta and I. We have been going step by step, bit by bit, breaking down spiritual warfare. So you will under you, the Lord, Word of God says, know your adversary.
Amen.
And we are giving you his tactics. We are giving you his strategies. But, oh, hallelujah, we are also giving you all of God's counter strategies.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because we have divine tactics. Hallelujah. Yes. So, and for more information about us, you can simply go to www.spiritalivenetwork.com. And all of our programs are archived at Blog Talk Radio and websites around the world. Hallelujah. So you can listen to these programs over and over and over and over again until Jesus comes back. So we just praise God for what he is doing here in this ministry, the wonderful people that he has sent to walk with this ministry and to be a part of this ministry. And we just praise God for all of you, because we couldn't do what we do if you didn't tune in. Amen. So we praise God for your love. We praise God for your support. And we thank you for listening. So on behalf of all of us, from my household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, everyone. And God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network.
We love you.
We love you. Amen. Good night.
Good night.
God bless. God bless.